Elsewhere in state government, officials are calling for an investigation into an increasing number of customer service complaints about Fairpoint communications. Officials also want a review of an emergency 911 outage Friday. They say endangered public safety. VPR's Steve Zinn reports.
The Vermont Department of Public Service says for the past year, it's been working with Fairpoint to resolve issues involving long repair delays for the company's home telephone customers. But State Telecommunications Director Jim Porter says not only has there been no improvement, but the situation went from bad to worse when Fairpoint's unionized employees, including repair people, went on strike in mid-October.
After the work stoppage, the numbers have really spiked precipitously, and they've really reached a point where they're just not acceptable from our perspective.
Porter says between September 4th and November 30th, the department received 388 complaints from Fairpoint customers. That's approximately a five-fold increase from the same period last year. Porter has petitioned the Quasi-Judicial Public Service Board to investigate both the repair delays and an outage Friday that affected the state's E911 system. Fairpoint says the nearly six-hour outage was due to equipment failure and a fiber optic line that was damaged by a fallen tree. The state says the company's response to the failure was inadequate. Porter says the petition seeks a board order that would force Fairpoint to take specific actions.
Well, what I suspect we will do is we will hire an expert to kind of go in and look at the Fairpoint systems and see how they work and to look at these problems in particular and hopefully come up with a solution for how it can be fixed.
Porter says Fairpoint would have to pay for the expert, and it's possible the company could be fined for both poor customer service and the public safety issues that arose from the 911 outage. The Public Service Board litigation is a formal process that will take time, although Porter says he hopes it will be expedited. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.